In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Today we have a feast with what we have and what we are celebrating is the coming together of several things. The coming together of a prophecy and of a new priesthood. The coming together of a prophet and a prophetess to bear witness to the one who would establish that new priesthood. Simeon and Anna are those prophets who stand as witnesses. It's because of their dedication to the Lord that they became those prophets, ones who could recognize the Messiah and Lord and speak the truth of his salvation. That's what a prophet is. And this is what Simeon and Anna did when they saw the infant Christ coming to the temple to be presented by his mother. A prophet is one who speaks the truth and reveals God, and reveals not just God in his person, though that is of utmost importance, but the way of God to others. They reveal the personality of God. And in the epistle, we are told here of the meaning of the feast, something that perhaps we can pass by, that there is actually a change in the priesthood that corresponds to a change in the law. With the Aaronic and Levitical priesthood, sins were covered by the blood of animals, but the life of God himself was not bestowed. It allowed contact and sealed the covenant, but God remained removed from dwelling within each person. That change that this epistle is speaking of begins and is pointed to in this event of Christ's life. It's the offering of the divine person of the Son of God in the flesh. He is the high priest who is God in the flesh, who is offering himself up. The new priesthood begins to be established in this feast. We are able to glimpse it. That new priesthood, that new law that the epistle is speaking of. Because every time there is a priesthood, there is a corresponding offering. That offering is God himself. And by that, we receive God within ourselves. By the blood that will be shed upon the cross, we are not just covered, but we are united with him. It is beyond the covering, it is an act of communion, which God gave to us through Christ's passion and crucifixion. That's what Simeon is pointing to in his prophecy. He will be the rise and fall of many of the people of God. That new priesthood is a foundation for us, and it imparts God himself through his flesh and through his blood. St. Gregory Palamas frames the feast in an interesting way. It's the beginning of the gift of the Savior given to us in his incarnation. It is an event that transforms the obedience to the law that was not necessary for the Mother of God and for himself. They did not need that purification that was this 40 days that all the people of God had. But in obedience to that law, it is transformed. He says, has this characteristic phrase, it transforms the curse on human nature into a blessing. That is what this feast is about, the transformation of human nature and the things that we go through into a blessing. It is through those things, as the epistle says and alludes to and describes as that new priesthood, is the indestructible life that is offered to us by God himself. And he established by offering his own indestructible life upon the cross. And in that death that he suffered, he destroyed death itself. That's the new priesthood that is being given, and is the symbol in this feast, that we look through this feast and to see that. It's his mother that offers him. And in that prophecy that she received, we see the coming together of her witness of that new priesthood as well. The prophet witnesses to his mother, who will then witness the works of her son for our salvation. Simeon speaks and hints at the change of the priesthood and of the law and how that will be experienced by the Mother of God. The All-Holy Mother will feel in the depths of her heart as her son accomplishes salvation for his people, that transformation of the curse into a blessing. And it's an experience in pain, in sacrifice, and then in the joy of witnessing the salvation that is wrought. A suffering soul that is transformed into eternal happiness. She is the first of her son's followers to experience the curse of bodily corruption and death that was begun in the forefather Adam, and then the first to receive through those things that God transformed the blessing for all of us. So the God-man, even as an infant in swaddling clothes presented in the temple, has destined for himself the cross and the resurrection. At this feast, the accomplishment is revealed prophetically, yet we await its completion expectantly as we glimpse the path to Holy Friday and into the Lord's Pascha. This feast stands somewhere near the beginning of that journey of great and holy Lent to those holy days. The crucified one is a little child presented in the temple. And he is the one upon which every person will rise and fall. Each man or woman created in the image of God will have the curse transformed into a blessing or not upon their acceptance of him, entirely depending on their acceptance of the crucified God-man. So to be priests and to be prophets in Jesus Christ is a very personal thing. We witness to and with Christ. We can stand like Simeon and Anna and the Mother of God. And when we stand there within the witnessing of Christ and his crucifixion and all the events of his life, we stand within that prophetic lineage. And we stand within that new priesthood because we receive the blood of Christ within us. Then we stand upon that new law that he's established, where we sacrifice our very selves to be united with him, to receive in turn that indestructible life of himself. Then that new priesthood is brought forth in all he has to offer, which is his very self to us. And then we're united with Christ, with his heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit, because he has offered himself on behalf of all and for all and once and for all. So this feast stands for us at that meeting point, the unity of the priesthood and of prophecy and of the great sacrifice of God himself that establishes that priesthood. And we inherit that, for in each time that we choose Christ, each time that we follow him into the sacraments of baptism, into the communion of his body and blood, we receive him. We put on Christ, but we also receive him into the depths of our soul. So may we, like Simeon and Anna, expectantly wait him and receive him in great joy, that we may be transformed and that the curse of us and our human nature and our fallenness and our sin may be forgiven on the mercy of God, and that all of those hardships of life be transformed into a blessing by his almighty mercy and providence. Amen.